Here's a message from Facebook. Anne Marie says, can you talk about your great impersonations and how you'd be a great late night host?
Well, the only way to answer that, of course, is to do Johnny Carson.
Of course.
Who we miss, don't we? I tell you, I miss Johnny every night. Problem is, he doesn't work Mondays. No, I
got very lucky when I was sort of in my teenage years. I discovered that I could do voices and that I was good at it. And it's all just about your ear. It's all about how it sounds, you know, in your own head.
My chair is giving you trouble.
And I love doing it. I love, you know, as I say, it all, I think, stems from the fact that I could make my mom laugh. And
the Katharine Hepburn.
Katharine Hepburn I did, and I've actually recently been cultivating a new impression, which is Morgan Freeman.
That's right. Morgan Freeman learned a long time ago that if he takes just the right amount of pauses, why, he can sound like he's reading poetry.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
What do you do with your jaw, with your throat, with your face to create?
Well, it's part of it is sound, and part of it is what happens with certain, like Carson, for example. A lot of people in the Midwest, they talk in the back of their throat. There's a kind of, it gets way back there. So it's about listening. It's about mostly if you have an ear and you, it's how you hear it. It's not how you think other people hear it. It's how you hear it. Then you can sort of have fun with it, you know, because I'll tell you, I just recently was in New York for the Clinton Global Initiative, and he loves it when I do. In fact, Ben Stiller was the host of this particular night for the Clinton Awards, and he brought me out as Clinton. And we spent a whole lot of time talking. And it was fun. He was upset he wasn't invited to Chelsea's wedding. But I said, look, it was just our good friends. And he said, but Ryan Seacrest was there. I said, yeah, it was just our good friends.
I want to hear Katharine Hepburn.
Oh, you do. Well, you have to ask me a question. You know, what would you have asked Hepburn if you had ever had a chance to interview her?
I would have asked her why she chose to wear trousers against the fashion.
Because it was very comfortable.
And she was.
And she was.
She set the style.
Yeah. She was. I was very, I don't know if you know this, but I was very lucky when I was a young kid in my drama class. We used to be able to go and see great productions. And one of them was a play that she did at the Amundsen Theater called A Matter of Gravity. Which co-starred Christopher Reeve as her grandson, pre-Superman by many years. And I found out where she parked her car. She drove a station wagon. She parked it in the loading dock at the Music Center. And so I waited after this performance with a bouquet of flowers. And she came down out of the door of the loading dock. She stopped and she saw me. And I was the only person around. I mean, no, everyone was waiting at the stage door. But I had cleverly gone another way, and she stopped and she looked at me. Her eyes narrowed. She went, "You've waited for me. How lovely." And she came down and took these flowers and put them in her car, and she sat on the bumper of her car and talked to me for 15 minutes about Spencer Tracy and questions I had. And then years later, when I was doing Long Day's Journey and Tonight on Broadway with Jack Lemmon, there was a knock on my door after a matinee performance, and I opened the door, and it was Katharine Hepburn. She walked in. And then we began a correspondence that lasted very late in her life for many, many years. I have a whole series of letters from her that are framed and very close to my heart.
What kinds of things were in those?
Well, her letters are very short. My letters are very long. And I've said this before, but she, you know, I'd write her these sort of long letters about how my career was going and what I was doing, and she'd write me back and say, "Oh, good for you," and that was sort of all I'd get back. But
and you're listening to the Diane Rehm Show.